This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Three Forks man accused of punching another man unconscious while recreating on state land has been charged with a felony. Cameron Frost, 31, was charged with felony aggravated assault. He appeared in Gallatin County Justice Court via video on Monday. Judge Brian Adams set Frost's bail at $50,000. Frost has posted bail. If convicted of aggravated assault, Frost could see up to 20 years in prison. On Sunday, Frost was setting up targets on state trust land east of Buffalo Jump Road when he got into an altercation with a 67-year-old man. Frost called 911 and told the dispatcher that the man began yelling at him and they got into a physical altercation. Frost reportedly later told a Gallatin County Sheriff's deputy that he had pushed the man to the ground and punched him in the face four times. Frost told the deputy during an interview that the man had pulled up to his truck, circled it, and then, quote, snooped around the area. The man asked if Frost was aware they were on state land as Frost approached him. Frost pushed the man to the ground and punched him unconscious. As Frost went to drive away, he realized the man was still lying on the ground. Frost tried to wake the man but couldn't. It was then that Frost dialed 911. The victim was airlifted to Bozeman Health Deaconess Hospital. Court documents don't note the severity of the man's injuries but do say he had sustained significant facial injuries that compromised his ability to breathe. A prosecutor said in court Monday that the man was still in critical condition. Absentee ballot returns are lagging in Gallatin County with Election Day fast approaching. Just over 63,000 absentee ballots were sent by the county election office to be mailed out to voters in early October. So far, just 26% have been returned, far below previous election numbers. Missoula County sent out about 62,000 absentee ballots, and more than 38% have been returned. Yellowstone County sent out nearly 81,000 absentee ballots, more than 41% have been returned. Statewide, the number of returned absentee ballots is close to 36%, so Gallatin County's 26% is below other populous counties and the state number. Slow and sporadic mail deliveries by the USPS due to staffing issues have been an ongoing problem in Gallatin County since the summer. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines both shared concern over ballot deliveries in the county and urged Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to solve the issue. The elections office has reissued 712 ballots so far for a variety of reasons. For instance, if someone messed up on their ballot and wanted a new one, or if the ballot was destroyed or damaged. Registered voters who have not received ballots, or if the ballots were damaged or destroyed, can get a replacement ballot. Voters who have not yet received their absentee ballot can request a replacement ballot from the Gallatin County Elections Office by filling out a replacement ballot request form from the county website at gallatin.mt.gov and by choosing Elections under Departments, then returning the form to the Elections Office at the Gallatin County Courthouse at 311 West Main Street. Registered voters who have not received their absentee ballots can also vote at their polling places with a provisional ballot, meaning the ballot will not be counted until November 14th. Voters can also check on the status of their absentee ballots at app.mt.gov/voterinfo. Archaeologists in northern Iraq last week unearthed 2,700-year-old rock carvings featuring war scenes and trees from the Assyrian Empire. The carvings on marble slabs depicting eight murals with inscriptions, decorative drawings, and writings were discovered by a team of experts in Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, who have been working to restore the site of the ancient Mashqi Gate, which was bulldozed by Islamic State group militants in 2016. Mashqi Gate was one of the largest gates of Nineveh, an ancient Assyrian city in the historic region of Mesopotamia. The territory of today's Iraq was home to some of the earliest cities in the world. Thousands of archaeological sites are scattered across the country where Sumerians, Babylonians, and Assyrians once lived. The Islamic State overran large parts of Iraq and Syria in 2014 and carried out a campaign of systematic destruction of invaluable archaeological sites in both countries. The extremists vandalized museums and destroyed major archaeological sites in their fervor to erase history. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.